front runner versus nine rivals. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The person that's enjoying this debate most right now is Donald Trump, as we pit Democrats against each other.
But Cory Booker was among those who got into it with Joe Biden, like Julian Castro, who wants to decriminalize illegal immigration.
What we need are politicians that actually have some guts on this issue.
I have guts enough to say his plan doesn't make sense.
Biden also under the attack from Bill de Blasio and Kamala Harris at the CNN Democratic presidential debate for not supporting Medicare for All. Biden said it'll cost trillions.
And I don't know what math you do in New York. I don't know what math you do anywhere in California. But I tell you, that's a lot of money. And there will be a deductible. The deductible will be out of your paycheck.
Now, Harris also found herself under attack from Tulsi Gabbard.
The people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
Next month, the stage won't be so crowded.
The third Democratic debate slated for September. The number of candidates expected to be smaller, because requirements to get there are going to be much higher when it comes to polling and fundraising.
Fox's Jill Nato. We don't have a lot of details, but it's believed Osama bin Laden's son, who like him was in Al-Qaeda, is dead. Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, the United States calls Hamza bin Laden a global terrorist, saying he's advocated attacks on the U.S. to avenge the death of his father, killed by Navy SEALs 8 years ago. Now, a U.S. official tells Fox News the son is believed to be dead and that the U.S. played a role in his death, although beyond that, there are no details. 5 months ago, the State Department announced a $1 million reward for information to find Hamza bin Laden, describing him as an emerging Al-Qaeda leader. Dave?
Simon, it is disaster after 1 a.m. in Kentucky.
There were different reports that it may be a airplane crash or a train on fire.
Instead, Dan Gilliam with Lincoln County Emergency Management says it was a natural gas explosion. At least one person's dead. This is Fox News.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
And is back to court this hour for Juan Rodriguez in New York City. He's the father facing negligent homicide charges for leaving his twin children in a hot car last Friday. The one-year-olds were found dead hours later. He says he forgot to drop them off at daycare. Rodriguez was freed on bail. His wife stands by him, saying he's a good father and wouldn't kill them intentionally. A man in Alabama is also charged for leaving a baby in a hot car under very different circumstances.
Travis Sasser of Huntsville is charged with theft and domestic violence. He's accused of leaving his one-year-old son inside a locked car outside of Walmart for an hour while he went inside to steal a $259 blender. It wasn't difficult for cops to make the collar. Police say Sasser dropped his keys while running out of the store and called 911 when he realized he couldn't get into his car. Luckily, the son will be okay. He was released from the hospital after being evaluated. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Paige Thompson has a court hearing today in Washington State. The former Amazon worker accused of fraud in the Capital One data breach that involved the personal info of about 100 million people, for some of them social security numbers and bank account numbers. There's an update on the even bigger Equifax breach that may affect you. Consumers might not get the $125 each from a settlement after all.
Last week, Equifax reached a $700 million settlement over the 2017 breach, exposing the personal information of millions of people, with the bulk of that money intended for consumers impacted by the breach. Equifax offered several forms of relief, including credit monitoring or the cash payment. However, according to a Federal Trade Commission website, the public response to the settlement has been overwhelming and have warned consumers that it's unlikely they will receive near the $125 because of the enormous number of claims filed. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures have been up slightly the day after a big sell-off. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A memorial service is planned for Monday for Yinyin Zhang, a former U of I scholar who was kidnapped and murdered in 2017. The service is at 1 p.m. Monday at First Baptist Church at 1602 South Prospect in Savoy. The woman's father is planning to speak. It'll be led by First Baptist Church pastor Chuck Moore and Tim Bossenbeck, pastor of Hessel Park Christian Reformed Church. Brent Christensen was sentenced to life in prison for Zhang's death. Her body has never been found. A new law in Illinois bans employers from asking job applicants about their past salaries. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed that law. It'll take effect September 29th. The National Federation of Independent Businesses said the law will hurt small businesses. With the new law, prospective employees can self-disclose their previous pay and negotiate wages, but only skill or seniority can determine a final salary. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotel,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free Brightside breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service.
Looking great, Stevie. We've got a high 82, 62 our low tonight, up to 84 tomorrow, down to 58. 86 the high Saturday and Sunday with plenty of sunshine, down to around 60 in the evening. A nice start to August. Right now the temperature's at 64. ESPN 93.5.
Well, we're glad you're listening. We are made an amazing offer for a deal on an inside cabin to Hawaii. You can still text the word Hawaii, but it's a $4,300 inside cabin for one person, and I'm taking $750 off each person in that cabin. So plus a $100 cabin credit means you get $1,700 off this one cabin one time. 359-2255. Some people have texted in, and we'll get hold of you, and somebody's going to be very happy.
Awesome.
Every month we honor our law enforcement because they deserve it. It's critical to our life in America. I always say that without 911 being answered, it's anarchy within 24 hours. And, of course, I'm right on that. Retiring Deputy Chief Bob Fitzgerald has joined me. He is a law enforcement official of the month. And, Bob, you are retiring. Why? We need you out there, Bob.
I think after 33 years, that's enough. I think it's time to hang it up and go on with my life. And me and my wife look for somewhere to retire and enjoy our life.
Well, you did it. I mean, you did 10 in Chicago. You're a Southside guy, White Sox fan.
Yes, sir.
Well,
I'm a raised White Sox fan.
How about those? What about those White Sox? I mean,
they're getting better. Looking another year or two, I expect them to be in the World Series.
All right, so now you're looking for kind of a place to retire. Where are we from when you started? What are some of the big differences?
There's a lot of differences. When I started with the Chicago Police Department back in 1986. Just the changes from vest. I didn't wear a vest the first 6 years I was on the police department. Cages on cars, cameras, body cameras. When two-man car in Chicago, only the passenger had a radio, the driver didn't. I mean, there's the about the equipment. the changes in people's perception of police, the changes in every, there's just this night and day compared to what's back in the 80s.
How do you not say things when people, and you see the media, and you see things said about police officers, you're going, but yet you're in your position, you guys kind of lay low with the, you know, you put guys like Stevie J on the radio that for whatever reason is super passionate about defending you, because so much of it is nonsensical. It's not true information.
That's true. You only see the snippets out there. You never see the whole story. I mean, you got a 10-minute video and you only see 3 seconds of it. Police officers are, I mean, you have to be a special person to be a police officer, especially nowadays. You have to have that, mindset. You just have to ignore what's going on. You just have to look at it, evaluate things and move forward. You have to treat everyone with respect, do what you, the best you can do. At the end of the day, you go home to your family, go on your significant other, you live your life, but, you just have to have that mindset, try to deal with it, try to learn, train, take your training into account, and just roll with it. It's a hard job. It's a very hard job, but it's something you need to do.
How do we get more interested? The applications are down to be a police officer. Is it perception have to change?
It's perception, yes. In Urbana, we're not doing too bad. We still get a lot of good recruits. We get a lot of good applications. But you look in other parts of the state and the country, you see applications are way down. You see people not want to be police officers. A lot of it's perception you see on TV. A lot of it's the hours that officers work, holidays that they work. Like I said, it takes a special person to do this job. The men and women of the law enforcement really have to dedicate themselves to doing what they want to do to help people.
And occasionally there are bad employees. That happens in every field. And it seems like that bad employee, 1 out of 1,000, gets the front page of the paper.
That is so true. If you look around, you'll see there could be 10 great things an officer does today, but the only thing you'll see on the news at night is the one thing one officer does that's bad.
And then the people that are anti-police, and there are anti-police people, and they'll say, see, I told you, it's not fair.
Yeah, like they said, it's a small group of people, but they got the biggest mouths, and they get out there and they say what they want to say, and if there's a camera around, they'll get in front of it.
Yeah.
And like I said, a lot of it has to do with perception.
I think body cameras are a great idea because they protect you. I mean, from lies that the person might say.
Right. We just went to body cameras this year, and they've already helped us. You see how the officers react, and we go back, we get a complaint, we look at that body camera. The video footage of it from the audio, and you see how the officers treat people, and they do a tremendous job.
Yeah.
It's helped us out greatly this year so far.
All right, what's one thing, and there's probably many, but what's one thing you want people to know about police in general? Just that how you live your life, so who are you?
Well, just we're the same as your neighbor. We're family people. We're men and women that live next door to you. I've coached my kids all through softball, baseball, soccer, basketball. I was on the school board. Every one of us is like that. We all go out there. Now, we just don't stop when we go home at night. We go out and serve our communities afterwards. We're always out there. There's someone you can talk to, even when we're off duty. We're out there serving our community. We're your neighbors. We're the same people that live right next door to you.
Retiring Deputy Chief Bob Fitzgerald, Urbana Police Department. Congratulations. You did it. 33 years. When's the day?
September 27th.
Okay, we got another month and a half.
Yes, sir.
And then you got 50 more years to go. So now what? You just got to find a place to retire, relax, enjoy. Do you have grandkids?
No, actually, my son just graduated from the University of Illinois, got his master's, and he's just moved to Chicago.
Wow.
Worked for Deloitte. My daughter is going to be a junior at Indiana State this year.
Wow, so you got these kids coming through.
Yes, sir.
Chicago, is he a Sox fan?
My daughter is.
Is your son a baseball fan?
Yeah, he's a baseball fan. He's a Cub fan.
Oh, wow, well, that little, happened. The North Side.
Anything to get his dad a little riled.
Bob, congratulations.
Thank you.
Great to meet you, and we're really happy for you. Thank you for all you've done.
Thank you.
Urbana's going to miss you.
Thank you.
Lieutenant Chief, retiring Deputy Chief Bob Fitzgerald, our law enforcement official of the month in December. It'll probably be cold, windy, and snowy, but you don't have to stay for that.
Hi, it's Stevie J, inviting you to join me for a cruise of a lifetime, our cruise to Hawaii. Imagine spending New Year's Eve on the Grand Princess from Princess Cruises. We'll leave December 27th from Champaign, then fly from Chicago to San Francisco to stay one night in the Bay Area, then board our floating paradise December 28th. Then we'll cruise to Hawaii and visit Hilo on the Big Island, Honolulu for a long day, then off to Nauwili Wili Kauai, known as the Grand Canyon of the Pacific, and then magnificent Maui with its stunning landscapes and superb beaches. Our cruise to Hawaii, December 27th. Prices start at just $42.76. For more information, visit StevieJTravel.com. That's StevieJAYTravel.com. Space is limited. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
Take advantage of less commotion and traffic in campus town and slow down at Naya. Naya Restaurant, a fresh take on modern Italian cuisine, highlighted by Asian cooking technique. Make reservations, view the menu, and get the backstory at NayaRestaurant.com. Naya Restaurant in Campus Town at 212 East Green Street. Open Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9:30. Friday and Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. Naya Restaurant.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Sports. Cubs beat the Cardinals. That's sports.
It's true. 2-0 was the final. New York Mets over the Chicago White Sox. Especially since Bob was in the studio.
Yeah, White Sox fan.
Right. And this afternoon, it's Mets and White Sox.
And I'm upset the Cardinals didn't make a move.
Yeah, not many movers and shakers on that MLB trade.
Well, there wasn't certainly for St. Louis, and they should have. Ladies and gentlemen, he is Congressman Rodney Davis in studio. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. Sorry about your Cardinals last night. Yeah. I was there the night before, and
you saw the win.
Yeah.
Paul Goldschmidt, man. He reminds me of you.
You can go yard. No, I can go yard if you count just right outside the infield at a Major League Park.
You're still in shape. You still like playing.
I do. It's fun, man.
And it is. I know you think about it all the time, but you almost died on that baseball field with that maniac evil shooter.
Yeah.
If not for the Capitol Police, who knows, because you guys were in trouble. Do you ever talk about that anymore, or does it come up at all about that?
Yeah, we talk about it when asked. I mean, it's a subject that you don't just bring up in conversation. But, you know, it's something that never leaves you, especially when you see shootings like the one that happened in Gilroy. And I called my friend Jimmy Panetta, who represents that area, that morning. And we connected later that morning and talked about, you know, what he went through as a community. He was actually there with his daughter and then left before the shooting. Then I found out my colleague Dan Lipinski from Chicago, and he and his wife were out there, and they were actually there during the shooting. So I, you know, was texting with Dan. I mean, this is the stuff that goes beyond politics. And I'll tell you what irks me, though, Steve, is that we've got, you know, I had an open event, open forum in Decatur. You know, folks from all over the district came in on Monday night. And I, you know, they took questions from the audience, and the question was read verbatim. It said, Not recalling your own experience, tell me what you would do for gun violence. Now, how in the world does anyone who's experienced gun violence deal with an issue without your own experience? I said, you know, that just shows the political intoxication of where we are in this country. I mean, imagine asking a survivor of Gilroy. Imagine asking my colleague Dan. Well, not recounting your recent experience, tell me what you plan to do.
Yeah, right.
Come on. I mean, that just shows you how politicized the world's become.
How do you describe the atmosphere that is politics today? Because last night's Democratic debate had protesters because they're not left enough. I'm going, you just dissed Barack Obama. How do you feel about, because they were so mad about the 3 million deportations during the Obama administration and wanted Joe Biden. What did you know? When did you know? Come on, man. This is silly season.
What I say to the Democrats, welcome to our world over the last 10 years. I mean, this is not unexpected. I mean, remember when I get labeled a far-right partisan by some, and then all of a sudden I'm labeled somebody who's you know, a pseudo Democrat when it comes to working with my colleagues across the aisle. In Godfrey the other day, I mean, we had probably 40 people sitting in a room at our open office hours. It's kind of an open forum type event where I had one of my opponent's political operatives come in and film us, wouldn't tell me who what his name was.
You can do that? You just come in and film?
They did. I'm like, I don't care. Hell, we live streamed our event the other night in Decatur, and I saw three different people with cameras holding them up. I didn't have the heart to tell them that they could save their shoulder and save their battery. Just go to Facebook Live right now, and you can see the exact same thing.
Uh-huh.
But you know, we're in Godfrey, and I get yelled at by somebody who's on the far left, obviously, who's just so anti-Trump that, you know, I'm responsible for everything Donald Trump does. Mm-hmm. And then I got yelled at by somebody on the far right for not being closed border enough and not standing up to the evil liberals enough. And I'm like, you know what? This is reminiscent of what the problem is in this country.
Well, I think Donald Trump, as a result of the people here, certainly in Champaign-Urbana in the Middle West, we're fed up. We're so tired of this. Mm-hmm. And so you elect Donald Trump, who's a little out there at times, but my gosh, at least he has backbone and principle, and he says, this is what I'm going to do, and he does it.
He does.
I mean, so you respect that. I wish he'd tweet a little less.
And govern a little more.
But from the standpoint of how the country's doing, some of the stuff that's coming out is just flat-out lies. They're not true at all.
They're not true. And there's so many untruths nowadays. And I think social media's got a lot to do with that. People just take for fact what they read.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Donald Trump has gotten results working with us in Congress.
Yeah.
Look at the economy. Look at 500,000 manufacturing jobs that are available in this country right now. And the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, doesn't want to put his other campaign promise delivered, renegotiating NAFTA, the USMCA. She doesn't want to put it up for a vote.
Yeah.
If we don't get that passed, that will kill those 500,000 manufacturing jobs. Is that what Democrats want?
Why can't Congress fix immigration? Why can't you change some laws on their catch and release and some of the silly things? I don't understand it. I know it's so political. I know that the Democrats look at it as a base of voting, change Texas to purple. You know, they did that to California. It's gone. Reagan won California. So I'm just wondering, why is it so difficult to say, okay, you know, Dreamers, fine, pathway to citizenship, whatever, but you got to secure the South.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why it's so difficult.
I don't either, but it's been hijacked by the far right and the far left. The far right thinks they can use it. I mean, these are folks sitting in, you know, states like Alabama, Mississippi, and other places that think they understand immigration. And, you know, you got folks in Texas that know that there's a problem, but they want to use it to their political advantage, just like you said. That's unfortunate. Well, I mean, just last year, we had a bill called Good Lat 2. It was our version of immigration reform. I think 112 of us Republicans voted for it. So obviously not enough to pass the bill. Zero Democrats. It would have built a border structure, fully funded it, too. And this is everything the president said he wanted. Also, we would have reformed our current immigration system. Get rid of catch and release. Have interior enforcement. But fix the problems in our system that people come to my office for every day. We would have found a path to legal status for DACA kids and Dreamers. And also, we would have codified into law that no family, unless you suspect them of human trafficking or something, would ever be separated at the border. I thought, doesn't that sound like a good four-pillar
compromise? Sounds good to me. Couldn't get her done.
Because people don't want to solve the problem. Barack Obama, when he was president, had a Democratic House, a veto-proof majority in the Senate.
Yep.
They did nothing on this
issue. Did nothing.
Now you see why the far left's criticizing him.
Yeah. Well, and then you've got health care, where you're going. The Democrats want to provide free health care for illegal immigrants when I can't afford Health Alliance.
Exactly.
That's so bad.
But that is what, you know, people want to obfuscate the issue of what the real problem is in our health care right now. 90% of Americans have health care. The problem is 60 million Americans still don't have insurance or can't afford to use the insurance they have. And no one wants to tackle that problem.
Yeah.
They want to talk about do we go to government-run health care or do we go to something else? Where is the Democrats' plan?
Mm.
You know, is it Medicare for all, which means basically no job employment-related insurance for anyone and Medicare as we know it for no one?
Yeah.
Or are they going to put a plan on the floor like they promised the people who voted for them when they took charge of the House?
Will they keep the House?
If they're going to continue down the path of just putting partisan bills that don't have a chance to pass the Senate or the White House without working with us as Republicans, then no, they will not. And if they impeach the president, they will not keep the House.
It's kind of a moral story here. Back in the 90s when Donald Trump called Jerry Nadler Fat Jerry, he never called people names. I mean, the guy's still mad at him. He's still angry. I mean, Jerry Nadler is just a madman. He's angry.
But you know, in defense of individual members of Congress, they are representing their constituents. You know, there are a lot of folks that come from parts of the country that can't believe anyone would be elected like me with the views and philosophies I have. And then there are a lot of folks that live here that can't believe that some of my colleagues get elected. But they're really, truly representative of the constituents they serve.
Has there ever been rock stars like the Squad? I mean, freshmen that have gotten this much attention? Unbelievable how much attention the four have gotten.
Oh, absolutely. And a lot of times they've been attention given by one, you know, different leaning media outlets to the other. Look, we've had our own folks that have gotten so much media attention that I get asked about my colleagues, where they stand on issues rather than, hey, where do you stand? And that's a problem with where we are with coverage. Let's figure out a way to highlight the things we do together rather than the things we do to separate. And too many times, no one in the media wants to focus on that, Stevie.
Congressman Rodney Davis, whose brother just bought the McDonald's around here, he said, and when you said he's a better baseball player, he said Rodney's in way better shape than me right now.
he's underestimating. He is. He's a hell of a baseball player, a lot better than
I am.
Well,
the Davises sound like they're all pretty good at it. So I appreciate you coming in. I mean, it's a contentious time. It looks like we've lost a lot of common sense. If Donald Trump came out and said open borders and free everything, the Democrats would step to the microphone and say, how irresponsible. I mean, there's nothing he can say, I don't think, that'll work and that it's going to play to the Democrats because they got to get rid of him.
Yeah, no, it's all about hating President Trump.
Man, vitriolic.
The release of the Mueller report showed that. At some point, the American people are going to have to demand that we move on.
Well, I hope so, because, listen, at this point, I'd say go for it. You know, we'll see how it works out in 2020. If you want to impeach him, spend all the time. Nobody will know any candidates. And by the way, who do you think is going to get through this thing?
I still think Bernie will.
Really?
I think Bernie, I think Bernie has the base
like
of voters.
A very old, angry socialist to me.
Yeah, but at the same time,
you think
4 years ago, I never thought Donald Trump
would
be
true,
the nominee.
Right?
It's who leaves first. Can they attack Joe Biden enough to knock him down in the polls? And Bernie's the only one in these individual states. And you're seeing a lot of national polls right now. You got to go to Iowa. You got to go to New Hampshire. Bernie's the guy, like Donald Trump said in his early primaries, he could go out to Madison Avenue, shoot somebody, and they'd still vote for him.
Yeah.
Bernie's the only one that has that radical support.
Wow, that would be some kind of something. I don't think he'll do it, but you know more than me, so.
No, I don't. I also said Donald Trump would never win the Republican nomination.
You never know. It's a very unusual. Yeah. Thank you for dropping by. How do people contact your office? How do they get hold of you?
Go to my website, www.rodneydavis.house.gov. I certainly don't know how to put a text number on the back like Vice President Biden tried to do last night. What is it, Joe? 8675309? I've never been in. I'm like, what the heck
who's
is that?
That? Yeah.
But go to the website or go visit my office out on Fox Drive. 403-4690 if you're here locally, area code 217, of course. For the students who may come from a different area code, 217-403-4690.
Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks, buddy.
Good to see you. Congressman Rodney Davis, 13th Congressional District, ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, there were more people filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims for benefits rose by 8,000 to 215,000, considered a very low number. The Labor Department reports the July employment numbers tomorrow morning. General Motors surprised Wall Street with a stronger-than-expected spring quarter. Though its operating profit was lower than a year ago and sales were softer, GM is upbeat about the rest of the year. It's being helped by higher prices for its redesigned large pickup truck in North America. Americans are eating more Pringles and Pop-Tarts. That helped Kellogg to report stronger than expected quarterly sales. Target is bringing back nearly 300 items from 20 years of partnerships with designers. The anniversary collection will launch in Target stores September 14th. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Democrats tangling over immigration, crime, and the economy last night.
The way we win this election is we redefine economic progress to include all the things that matter to the people in Michigan and all of us, like our own health, our well-being, our mental health.
Candidate Andrew Yang during the debate on CNN, where some argue the current economy isn't working for all Americans. On Capitol Hill this afternoon, a vote.
The House passed budget compromise, increases domestic and military spending, and suspends the debt ceiling for 2 years. It's a bipartisan bill, but some Republicans plan to vote no, including Senator John Kennedy, on concerns about the deficit.
For some, it may taste like pumpkin pie, but I'm not going to vote for it.
If the bill passes the Senate, President Trump is expected to sign it.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. And one of Osama bin Laden's sons is believed to have been killed. Hamza, his heir apparent, according to U.S. officials, died in the last 2 years. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A bomb threat at the Walmart on High Cross Road yesterday afternoon. Police were called out at about 4 p.m. Wednesday on a report of a bomb in the building. Police evacuated the store while they investigated, but the threat was unsubstantiated. The store reopened about an hour and 20 minutes later. University High School has named a new interim director. Elizabeth Majerus, an English teacher there, replaces Jeff Walkington, who resigned earlier this summer. The News Gazette says a national search for a permanent director will kick off during the fall semester. She starts the new job on August 5th. A new law in Illinois bans employers from asking job applicants about their past salaries. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed that law. It'll take effect September 29th. With the new law, prospective employees can self-disclose their previous pay and negotiate wages, but only skill or seniority can determine a final salary. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Here's your weather.
We've got a high 82 with the sunshine. 61 our low tonight. 84 the high tomorrow, down to 58. I know there's live music in downtown Champaign called See You at the Caribbean. It's between 5 and 11 on Saturday night, and the weather looks terrific. Saturday's high at 85, down to 60 in the evening. 86 on Sunday with more sunshine. We're currently at 68 on ESPN 93.5.
John Decker. John Decker, I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. There he is, ladies and gentlemen, from the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's John Decker, one of America's finest journalists. How are you, sir?
Hey, I am great, Stevie. Hope you're having a great week. Happy Thursday to you. And did you watch debate number two? Pretty impressive, I did. Group up there, huh?
I did, and I've already prepared to say President Yang and Vice President Gabbard. That's what I got.
Well, I think that actually Tulsi Gabbard had a good night, yeah. And actually I think that Mr. Yang had a great night, too. I was impressed. They were smoother in terms of their delivery than the front runner, Joe Biden, was.
Well, I think it was just more authenticity. I guess if you're 1%, there's less of a team around you. But the Cory Bookers and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, man, it was just all, when can I get this singer in? How do I do this? I was just, frankly, nervous for Joe Biden. I just don't know if he's going to be able to do this. I'm afraid he's going to say, oh, no, don't say that. I mean, you know, and then when there's protesters protesting how right-wing Obama is, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I first saw that. I was struck back in 2016 when I was talking to a number of Bernie Sanders supporters out in Iowa. I was struck about how much those Bernie Sanders supporters were not supporters of Barack Obama, who was president at the time. So there is that element to the Democratic Party, and it's a strong element. That's the reason why, you know, you have in the top tier of candidates Elizabeth Warren, liberal progressive. You have Bernie Sanders, liberal progressive, and Kamala Harris as well, a liberal progressive, and they're each, you know, getting a good chunk of the vote. They're not the front runner, but if you add it up, it gives you a sense, Stevie, about how large a block that particular voting part of the Democratic Party is.
Well, they're certainly the loudest, and I don't know, as we've discussed before, I don't know how you go that far left and tack back. Now, maybe, I just had Congressman Rodney Davison here from our district here, 13th Congressional in Illinois, and he thinks it's still Bernie, and I really, that's what he thinks. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, look, I Bernie is one of those people. He's got a little bit of Trump in him. You know, he doesn't back down, doesn't shy away from a fight. He relishes a fight, and that would be, you know, if you want to compare it to a heavyweight bout, that would be, you know, Ali Frazier. That would be a good knockdown fight. And, you know, I think that would be a fight that President Trump would relish, because it would be capitalism versus socialism. That's why I don't think that Bernie Sanders, at the end of the day, if he is the nominee, and I don't know who the nominee is going to be yet, but if he is the nominee, I don't think he'd be a strong nominee for Democrats.
Well, I mean, but wouldn't every millennial, every person 18 to 24 get in line at campuses like mine and vote for Bernie? They'd show up.
Well, you know, look, would he get that block of voters? Sure. But, you know, that's not the voters that, you know, at least the last past few election cycles have decided things. You look at 2016, it was the working class whites that they essentially decided that Donald Trump was their candidate, not Hillary Clinton. And that's the block, I think, that will also play a large part in choosing who the president is in 2020. And that's why the president's traveling to Ohio, and that's going to be this afternoon. He's going for a campaign rally in Cincinnati, Ohio, and next week he'll be in Florida. I think he'll be in New Hampshire the week after that. You know, the president, he started this campaign as soon as he took the oath of office. He started the campaign for reelection.
Oh, well, I mean, and I hope MSNBC reports this, but there's a chance he could actually win again, and that listener base will be so devastated because of what they broadcast all the time. So I don't, I mean, then you're going to need more safe places and all this other stuff. I don't know. I just know it's very contentious. I just know that the energy for Donald Trump is extremely high, as you've witnessed firsthand. And I don't, I don't know what Democrat can beat Donald Trump. Every poll, of course, says they all beat him. I don't trust any polls after Hillary had that 99% chance of winning last November in 16. So,
oh, I don't either. I those polls that come out, which show, you know, Joe Biden beating Donald Trump head to head, I dismiss them. I don't really even pay any attention to them. And in fact, I asked President Trump about this last week, you know, about these polls, and he essentially said the same thing that you just did, Stevie, that these polls cannot be believed, and he believes that he is ahead of every one of the Democrats that we saw on the stage last night and every one of the Democrats that we saw on stage the night before.
Well, Michael Moore came out this morning and said Michelle Obama's our only hope.
Well, you know what? I know he's, you know, tongue-in-cheek saying that, but there's something to that, you know. But she's not getting in the race. I mean, that's a dream for Roger Moore. But, you know, I don't think that that's coming, going to happen.
Well,
I sure
wouldn't want to run against Michelle Obama or Oprah. I promise you that.
Yeah, no, those two, but they're not going to get in.
I know. Why
would
they?
It's too late to get into this, really, for any other candidate at this point.
Well, thank you for being out there as my watchdog. John, we need you on the front lines, as you are on the front ropes. You have to get there to the little walk-bys when the president goes by. You have to get in that front rope. It takes time. You got to edge in there. Not easy.
Oh, you got to have the sharp elbows. Absolutely. You know, I asked the president on Monday who he thinks his likely opponent's going to be in 2020. You may have seen the answer that was to my question. He said Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe, he thinks,
right,
he's going to, in his words, limp over the finish line.
Well, we appreciate what you do. Keep up your fine reporting. We need you.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. Always great to be
Thank
on
you.
Your show. You know that. And have a great rest of the day, a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. John Decker, live from the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Every Thursday, we catch up with that fine reporter.
Hey, thanks for suggesting El Toro.
No problem. It's my favorite place in town.
You know, I'm really impressed with you, Harry. We've been here for nearly 30 minutes, and you haven't made one single pun.
Boy, this food sure is mexcellent.
Oh, boy.
Hey, man, what I do and say is not your problem. I feel like a guac star.
I'm just trying to finish this delicious meal. Everyone's staring at us.
Well, that's a little...
No, don't do it!
Guac word.
No matter how satisfying your company is, you can always count on El Toro to satisfy your hunger. out of town, or just out of time? With VC's Mobile Deposit, you can skip the line and deposit checks whenever you want, wherever you are. It's as easy as sign, snap, and send. Visit VC.com for details. Or download the VC Mobile app for smartphones and tablets to securely access your account when it's convenient for you. VC, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Well, Honda BMW is located in Savoy. Yeah, oh, Champaign. I don't even know where it is. It's off Neil in Neil Burwash is what? I never know.
Well, and it's Savoy 16 Theater.
So it must be Savoy.
I think so.
It's we're all just one big happy family. It's
kind
right
of
on
the
Neil's
suburbs of Champaign.
You want to go get an award-winning dealership? Take a look around. People are wonderful, and that's what makes Honda BMW so special. They're great at treating people well. They get you a great deal on the vehicle, but it's much more than that. They're going to stand by what they do. They're going to be your car people. It's happened to me over and over. It's happened to Diane.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of people go through Honda BMW and say, man, they're just really good. And the vehicles are fantastic. Hondas are great. They got a lot of line of Honda there. You can drive the van, drive the Pilot, drive the Civic, CRV, which I drive and I love. And the BMW side, awesome. Go see them. Off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. It's drivechampaign.com, the website, and they've got a wonderful website. Check them out. Say hey to Ben Quattrone, drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com.
In high traffic areas, professional painters need a paint that'll last. So do their clients, like PPG Timeless Paint, in 5-gallon buckets from just $159. Now at the Home Depot, with fast one-coat coverage and the toughest, most wear-resistant finish to prevent future scuffs, stains, and you having to come back to fix them. Tough, high-quality PPG Timeless Paint. Exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Let's face it. I like to party. You like to party. Any party is better with Rosati's. So if you've got an office party, a birthday party, or those family reunions that are all coming up fast, call Rosati's. You choose the menu. Pizza, pasta, chicken parm, whatever you need. We got it all covered. Send the invites out. Call the family. Call the friends. Bring everybody over. But don't forget to call me, Shane at Rosati's, 328-2334. Or come see me at 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
We're tied up again. Again.
It's true. Cubs won yesterday 2-0 over the St. Louis Cardinals. They'll use Jack Flaherty on the mound at Busch for the final game of the series. It's happening at 6:15 here on ESPN 93.5. Cubs fans enjoying seeing John Lester on the mound. And that action is on US 105.9. As far as the MLB trade deadline, local action, that Nick Castellanos from Detroit comes towards the Cubs.
Yep.
Martin Maldonado to the Astros for Tony Kemp. And as far as the Cardinals action, Jed Jerko leaves the Cardinals.
That's
for
about
the LA
it.
Dodgers.
Not much help.
Right.
Bummer.
New York Mets got a bunch of runs in the ninth, beating the Chicago White Sox 4-2. They've got a 110 game this afternoon. Illinois coach Lovie Smith adding Blaze Sparks, 6'7", 301 offensive lineman to his class of 2020. That's commitment number 7. At sports, I'm Diane Ducey. This is the time of year when you really want to tiptoe out of work a little bit early and have some drinks with some friends. Houlihan's is the perfect choice. Happy apps from 4 to 6 with their appetizers just under $4. And their daily drink specials are terrific all day on Sunday. Keep in mind, Sundays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m., their brunch menu is outstanding. Their classy atmosphere and quick friendly service will keep everyone smiling. Houlihan's at 1st and St. Mary, just south of the State Farm Center.
Youth vaping is a serious problem. One issue, flavored vapor products that help adult smokers switch, but may also appeal to youth. To address it, Juul Labs stopped the sale of non-tobacco and non-menthol-based flavored Juul pods to over 90,000 traditional retail stores. Learn more about Juul Labs' efforts to combat youth vaping at juul.com/youth-prevention. Juul Labs, for adult smokers only. Paid for by Juul Labs.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance. Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you
Well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via download.
Well, it's a nice-looking day, that's for sure. ESPN 93.5, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 82 expected, 60-hour low into the evening tonight. Tomorrow, we wrap up the week with a high 84, low 58. Sunny over the weekend, up into the mid-80s, down to around 60 at night. We're currently at 69 on ESPN 93.5.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World can set you up with fantastic appliance. They have service, they have delivery set up. They do it all, and they do all the brands. They're the number one, Central Illinois, number one independent appliance dealer. That is all they do. Don't be going in there asking for a drill, okay? They just do appliances.
Right? That's right.
Bosch, Frigidaire, GE.
The new Beko line out of Europe with the crisper drawers to have that fresh produce that you buy at the farmer's market last a little longer.
And a Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you're going to receive a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
So if you're remodeling, if it's just time, drive on Neil before you get to the I-74 interchange on your way to the mall. It'll be on the right-hand side of the road, and you'll be very impressed with their service and their sales, and you're going to like working with Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Get started online, appliance-world.com. Appliance-world.com. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Racing action is back this Friday night at the Farmer City Raceway in Farmer City, Illinois. It's the fifth annual What's Up Dog 40. 1,000 to win. Plus lates, crates, and modifieds. General admission is $12. Kids 12 and under get in free at the Farmer City Raceway. Gates open at 4 p.m. Hot laps at 6:30. Qualifying at 7. Racing action starts at 7:30. It's the fifth annual What's Up Dog 40 at the Farmer City Raceway, where we'll sell you the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With three large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we have the Duralast batteries you can rely on to drive with confidence. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions. That's because they're designed to improve performance and provide your ride with a powerful startup. And they're available only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, car trade track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Well, Jeremy Warner will know all about all these trades. Mm-hmm. I don't think the White Sox did anything. Cubs are the only team around here that did anything. Cardinals, nothing, and I'm upset. I think it's bad, man. You needed to change something, man. We were with you the whole year, and then nothing. I think it might be John Mozeliak's turn to move out. See, that's so silly. We're tied for first. You Cardinal fans are so spoiled.
Exactly.
Anyway, Cubs are the man. I think they're just a better team. I don't think they're going to win the World Series. I think Houston or the Yankees, somebody like that. The Dodgers, I guess, are due, and they're really good. But Cubs, I think the Cubs are still going to stretch their legs out, and I think they're still going to be really good at the end, I think.
That's right.
All right, whatever. Okay, and football tomorrow. Jeremy will have more on that. Illinois football starts their practices tomorrow.
Uh-huh. Illinois basketball headed to Italy.
That's fun.
And the women's team in Australia next week.
Jeremy had a good conversation with Brad Underwood. Some great stuff there. And listen to Jeremy because he's got stuff.
These trips can really help a team come together.
Well, they're bonding.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think that's fantastic. Taylor Edwards, superstar softball player for Illinois, is on that Illinois women's basketball team.
Is that right?
She has 1 year of eligibility left on the basketball side, and she's using it to be on Nancy Faye's team. And,
okay.
And although I don't know how big a contribution, she's going to add some leadership like they've not seen. She is such a fantastic human being, Taylor Edwards from Arcola. Very, very, very good kid. Great person, and is going to help that team, whether on the floor or off the floor. She's just going to be a great leader. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day.
Thank you so much. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner next. Hey, we got a special deal going, folks. You got to listen to this. Hi, it's Stevie J. For many years, whenever I've said something a little out there, my kids would say, easy, Stever. Well, I've come up with something a little out there, and I'm inviting you to be part of it. Introducing Stever, a new program that allows you to spend my money and keep the stuff. Sounds good, right? Well, it is. Now, there are two requirements. You'll have to use your voucher for the free stuff within 7 days, then give us some feedback about your experience. That's it. Take my money. Spend it within 7 days, then give me some feedback about your experience. But you have to register for this program. Just visit GoStever.com and create an account. You'll need to create a username and password. Once your account has been created, you're all set. Then just listen to Stevie J Broadcasting Stations for your chance to grab one of our daily offers. Visit GoStever.com to register now and to learn all about our new Out There program. All the information is available at GoStever.com. The earlier you get registered, the better chance you'll have at winning. Visit GoStever.com. At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to DriveChampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to DriveChampagne.com.